Right, here we go now, baby. We are right back in to the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Monday edition. And before you bet, right here on the Covers YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you are subscribed. We are going rapid fire today for the NBA, for NCAA basketball, and for the NHL. No John Mettler today. Called in sick. Enjoy your long weekend, John. Just joking. John will be back with us on Wednesday, hopefully, but Jason Logan will be along here shortly to tackle the college basketball portion of the show. Okay, no more small talk. Let's get right into the action. We're starting things off in the NBA at Madison Square Garden. Knicks playing host to the Pacers. Give me under 223.5 for this one. So both of these teams make you work to get shots up. First and ninth in shots allowed over the last 10 games. Check out the Knicks. They're playing at an ultra slow pace post All-Star break. They do play at the slowest pace in the NBA anyways, but they're even playing slower in the two games out of the All-Star break. Maybe a coincidence, maybe a slight tweak to their playing style. Then we check out the trend here. They're a combined 9-1 to the under in their last five games, staying under this total of 223.5 in seven of those 10 games. Next up, give me another under. We're going to Memphis, where the Nets are in town. Give me under 215.5 for this one. So real potential for rock bottom scoring in this game. Sub 100 point games are starting to add up for these teams. Three straight games where the Nets have failed to reach 100 points and five overall in their last eight games. Memphis has failed to reach 100 in two of their last four games. Each of these teams is in the top 10 in shots allowed over the last 10 games. So they do make the opponent work to find opportunities. Check out the home-away scoring splits for these teams. Since the calendar flipped to 2024, Memphis is last in scoring at home. Brooklyn, meanwhile, 28th in scoring on the road. And new era here for the Nets with Kevin Ollie as a head coach. Horrific start offensively under Ollie. Only two games, but they scored 93 and 86 points in those games. The three-point shooting has been awful, so I do expect a low-scoring game tonight in Memphis. Okay, a little bit better of a game in Sacramento tonight with the Miami Heat in town. No Jimmy Butler, but I like the Heat. Here's why. +6.5. The foot appears to finally be on the gas here for the Miami Heat, who tend to sleepwalk through the regular season. Playoffs right around the corner. They have covered the spread in six straight games and have three straight outright wins as an underdog. And here's the thing, you might be thinking, no, Jimmy Butler, really? You want to bet on the Heat? Yes, I do. They've been competitive without Butler in the lineup. 10-4 straight up stretch. Many of those wins coming against pretty good competition. What's a big edge here? Well, it's going to be on the defensive end. Third versus 26 and opponent EFG percentage over the last 10 games. Great three-point defense versus awful three-point defense. And nice win for the Kings in LA versus the Clippers last night, but they've been very inconsistent against the spread. They've covered the spread in consecutive games just one time and in their last 16. Okay, so I talked about how bad the Kings' three-point defense has been. We're going to like to take advantage of that by taking Tyler Hero to go over 2.5 three-pointers made. He's been a three-point machine when Jimmy Butler is out of the lineup. He's had three or more threes in 11 of 14 games that he's played in without Jimmy Butler. He's had double-digit three-point attempts in three of the last four games without Jimmy. So don't be surprised to see a very high volume from three-point land. I talked about how bad the Kings' three-point defense has been. They're getting destroyed, 28th in opponent three-point percentage over the last 10 games. So they have it, a four-pack of picks for the NBA. Let's get into a three-pack of picks here for college hoops. We're bringing my colleague, J-Lo, Jason Logan, who's going to be covering college basketball for us right through the national championship game. J-Lo, how are you making out?
Good, good. It's fun to be back on the college beat. And that's used to be kind of my covers roots. I used to always do college basketball. So fun to get back in and get caught up. It's a lot of big learning curve right now, trying to get caught up on everything that's been going on after football season. So
indeed. Okay, let's rip through these. Let's start with a player prop. We don't hear too many of these for college hoops, but I like it. I like your angle. Tar Heels, Hurricanes, what do you got?
Yeah, going with the big man, Armando Bacot, in the middle. He's at 14.5 is the scoring prop. And this is a number that kind of reflects his recent output. But what we've seen from UNC is a lot of road games recently. And he's only put up 10 and 11 points in three of those last four games. But in the lone home game during that stint. He scored 25 points. And we look at Bacot, his splits are very severe when it comes to playing in the Dean Dome compared to playing on the road. He averages more than 17 points per game, shoots 59% at home, only 11 points per game on 50.5% shooting on the road. He scored 24, 25, and 25 at his last three home games. Player projections for tonight for Bacot, too. Over 16.5 points, which is plenty of headroom to get over 14.5. And I like him to have even more than that because Miami runs really small. They run a four-guard set. They only have three actual, like, front court players. They only have one player taller than 6'8", and that guy's a freshman. And they get beat up inside on the boards. They're among the worst in points allowed per post-up. And what's more, they have been getting absolutely bullied on the boards in offensive rebounds. Gave up a ton of offensive rebounds to Duke. Bacot, a big body that can score those easy putbacks. So I'd like him to beat him up inside and on the boards as well, too. So over 14.5 from him tonight.
Okay, 14.5 there. Next up, we have West Virginia taking on Kansas State. What do you like in this game?
Yeah, the poor Mountaineers have to hit the road here for a second straight road game. Total for them, their team total at 66.5 points. They barely put up 63 points per game overall on the road this season. And now they take on a KSU team that's top 25 in that KenPom defensive efficiency, the all-holy rating as well. And the Mountaineers, it's a short turnaround. They played at Iowa State on Saturday, lost that game. Now they have to hit the highway, travel on the road again. I expect some heavy legs. I expect some sloppy play, which is saying a lot for the Mountaineers because they've been that up-tempo pace for them has been all over the place. They had 23 turnovers against Iowa State. They average almost 15 turnovers on the road per game, too, and their offense is completely disjointed because of all of that as well, too. And the game models here forecasting between 63 and 64 points from West Virginia. I expect probably not even that much as well, too. West Virginia has gone under its team total in 9 of its last 12 away games, so I like them to score less than 66.5, minus 113 out there.
Okay, last but not least, looks to be a competitive game tonight between Baylor and TCU. Yeah. What do you like for this matchup?
Yeah, well, it was a competitive game the last time these teams met because they needed three overtimes to figure it out. And in that game, they scored 152 combined points in regulation. It went over the 148.5 closing total before they had to play those three additional frames. But you have two of the top offenses in the Big 12. And what's more, TCU, a much quicker tempo, a much faster pace. They're at home. They're going to kind of influence and inject this team or inject this game with a quicker tempo. And both of these teams can shoot it from three-point range. TCU, a much better offense at home. Game models as well, too, 154 to 156. I know Chris Hatfield, one of our college basketball analysts, he had it at 158 in terms of a projected total. But we're seeing this one, it was 147.5. It's ticked up to 148, 148.5. A lot of headroom for over betters here based on those projections. So I like Baylor and TCU to put up a lot of points and go over 148.5.
There we go. Should be a fun one tonight. Okay, yeah. Let's switch gears one last time. Go to Washington. Some NHL action here tonight. The Senators in town to take on the Capitals. And I'm going to take the road favorite here. Give me Ottawa minus 128. Ottawa is playing at an elite level right now. They are first in expected goals for percentage in the NHL over the last 10 games. The Capitals down there at 21st. Also a decent gap between the teams in shot differential. The Sens are playing ultra-disciplined hockey right now. They're not shooting themselves in the foot. They spent the least amount of time in the NHL on the penalty kill over the last 10 games, around the league average for the Capitals. Let's ride the hot goalie here. Anton Forsberg, the pride of Härnösand, Sweden, expected to be in between the pipes here for the Senators, having a great month, 4-0 in February here with a 2.21 goals against average. So I will take the Senators to roll tonight in Washington. And there you have it, the rapid fire edition of Before You Bet. In and out, 8 picks in under 10 minutes. We thank J-Lo very much for joining us. J-Lo, best of luck with those bets tonight, my man. We'll be following along. We'll be following you on social media as well and all your great work at covers.com. Thank you to all the great viewers for checking us out. And guys, we will be back this week on Wednesday. John Mettler should be back with us. So until then, best of luck with your bets. And we'll see you next time we see you.